City. Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Tripwire.
To our attention through the week, Coggo, that local organisation Bendigo Food Share are crying out for more hands on deck and more food to, well, cater for families and individuals across the region that are, unfortunately, not like you and I, that struggle to put food on the table. So we thought we'd get in touch with Kathy Steele. Now, Kathy is the chair of Bendigo Food Share. Morning, Kathy.
Hey, Kath.
Good morning, Kylie. Good morning, Coggo.
Hello, Kathy. Been a while?
Yes, it has.
Now, for people who don't know Food Share, the stats are there. You're better at this than what we are. What is the situation as far as homelessness and all the things that are in Bendigo that we don't know about?
Yeah, well, from what we understand, there's about 25,600 or so people in central Victoria who actually are living in poverty. From Bendigo Food Share's perspective, we know we're helping about 8,800 a week, but we know that's nowhere near enough. That's why we need help. We need help to get food out to more of those people who just, even for some of the time, have to go without. And if we can help just for a little bit, that makes a big difference in those families.
For a lot of people, you can't fathom that, can you, that would be the situation? I mean, I can't.
No,
about you, Kylie.
I can't either. I've never been in that predicament, as I just said earlier, and I just can't understand how it would feel. As you said, some people only need it for some of the time. Why is that, Kathy?
Well, we're finding that it's a lot the underemployed, those people who, for whatever reason, don't have enough income or enough work to keep, covering the bills all the time. So it might be that you only have 2 or 3 days a week work, or it might be that you are a casual worker, or just unforeseen bills come in to help that you need to cover, or you've got someone who's ill in the family. Just the other day, look, this just blew me away, and I was in tears, actually. A family sent us an email saying that that there are no words that they could come up with to tell you how much, to tell us all how much it meant for their household when people were able to bring food to them. They have trips back and forth to Melbourne Hospital and their budget was tight, and they just needed help. And just the tears that they had when someone walked in the door with more food for them, and they sent a big thank you to us. And it's people like that. We need to be out there helping them. And our community can make a difference to help people just in need, whether it's for a short time or a long time, whether it's kids who aren't getting enough food to really make the most of school, whether it's an elderly person in the community who's isolated and alone, we can help them.
Oh, Kathy, that story in itself that you just shared with us, thank you for that, brought tears to your eyes. It certainly has made my eyes well up too. Look, we really want to help out, Kathy. I think we, Triple M, we've got a fantastic family of listeners and we really want to help out. And Coggo actually came up with this idea a couple of days ago. Coggo, I'll hand it over to you.
I think our listeners, Kathy, need to start canning us. And what I mean by that is they need to start canning us big time in the next couple of weeks. We're going to launch something in about 20 minutes, which is going to help you out, hopefully, through our beautiful listeners. And it won't be a huge burden on them who are listening, who can't afford it, by the way. And, I won't give too much away, but all I'm going to say is we're going to ask our listeners to can us. How's that sound?
Wow, that sounds intriguing.
Oh, it's fun. Don't worry, it's fun.
Just off the back of that, Kathy, in terms of the food that's required, what do you need?
We need lots of dry, non-perishable food. So we need rice, cereal, tinned food, Vegemite, whatever people can think of that they use in their daily lives that really will last for a while. So tin tuna, enough things that you can use to make a really good basic meal. Get some protein, get some carbohydrates, get some veggies in there, but things that will last a while. So if people can support us with food like that, that would be really, really good.
Cool. Anything in a can is always going to be good too. Kathy, thank you. I'll let the great lady Kylie say goodbye over there, but I will keep an ear to the radio because we'll do something in 20 minutes, which is all to do with your foundation.
We certainly will, Kathy. Thank you so much for your time this morning. And just quickly, people listening and they want to help out by volunteering, where can they go?
The best thing to do is give us a ring. It's 5444 3409. Give the shed a ring. And, yes, we certainly need volunteers. you might be helping delivering or collecting food or working with our food retailers to help us get more food donated. We need your help. So give us a ring and come and see what we do and then see if that fits you.
Yeah, perfect. Food Share, Kathy Steele, you and the guys are doing a fantastic job. Thanks. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Bendigo's Trip
Line. Earlier this morning, about now 30 minutes ago, we spoke to Kathy Steele from Food Share here in Bendigo.
We did, Bendigo Food Share, because they are struggling at the moment. They need a bunch of volunteers and, more importantly, they need a bunch of food because the stats here in Bendigo are very high in terms of people in need.
Yeah, indeed. And you would think to yourself, okay, are they homelessness? Homeless people, I should say. Mm. But let's have a listen because it is not just homeless people.
Well, we're finding that it's a lot the underemployed, those people who, for whatever reason, don't have enough income or enough work to keep, covering the bills all the time. So it might be that you only have 2 or 3 days a week work, or it might be that you are a casual worker, or just unforeseen bills come in to help that you need to cover, or you've got someone who's ill in the family. Just the other day, look, this just blew me away and I was in tears actually. A family sent us an email saying that that there are no words that they could come up with to tell you how much, to tell us all how much it meant for their household when people were able to bring food to them. They have trips back and forth to Melbourne Hospital and their budget was tight and they just needed help.
I'll just leave it there with Kathy, as you can hear. That is basic. We spoke to Kathy about half an hour ago, by the way, on Triple M. What we're going to do now is we're going to... I wanted to call it something else, but you've overruled me as normal. So I wanted to go with Susie's song, Can to Can, but we're not going with it, are
we? No, because it is March. It's the first day of it today. We are calling it Can Us in March. Yeah, Can Us in March.
There'd give be us a, give
plenty
us a good
of people
canning.
That would like to throw a few cans at you and me.
Canning or caning? Anyway, no, so we want you to can us in March. What we're hoping for you to do, if you can afford it, by the way, because we not all can afford these things, but tin food we're after.
We are just tin food. So we're talking like baked beans, spaghetti, soup, tuna, sardines. You know what's in canned food if you're into it. We would love you to be able to get it together and bring it to us here at Triple M in Lily Street to our reception area from today until about the 15th of March. We'll do it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll do it for a couple of weeks. That's enough. And hopefully we can get some help for the many people around the region that are struggling in the minute. So just canned food if we can, tin food, canned food, whatever you call it. So reception is open from 9 till 5 weekdays, of course, and on the weekends. Kylie's address is 22.
No!
So if you can afford it, drop something in, that'd be great, and we'll put it at reception and we'll build it up, eh?
Yeah, we certainly will. We want to do all that we can to help out Bendigo Food Share, which help out people in need across the Bendigo region. So if you can get on board, please do so.
Yep, love it. Can us in March. It's all to do with Food Share Bendigo, trying to support the people around the region that are struggling a bit more than what we are, Triple M.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.